All right, my name's Laura, and basically I was charged with two attempted robberies and threat to kill, got changed to a fray. Basically, me and my friends got drunk, and we were carrying a knife, and we tried to rob someone's money with a knife, basically. We weren't feeling very good at the time, and I didn't really care about anyone or anything, and just got really drunk, really, and I didn't care what I was doing, so I just done it. Next day, when I woke up, I didn't even remember what I'd done, but I had to read the statements, and it told me what I'd done, so couldn't believe it. And then didn't really hear anything from victims for ages, and then I met up with her, with him, and talked about it and that. So that was it, really. I was kept in a cell for about 24 hours, maybe more. Then I got bail, and then I had to wait months and months to actually get sentenced because there was loads of things that needed to get sorted out, and I kept getting adjourned. And then thought I was going to prison, but then got ISSP instead, which is lucky because it's better than prison. And just been doing ISSP, really. It's been going good. Well, I was really nervous at first because, obviously, like, I didn't want to see her because, I don't know, I was just scared, like, embarrassed about what I'd done, everything like that. And her mum was there as well, so I was really worried about it. But I got in there and, like, they were really understanding and they was really good about it. And, I don't know, I thought it went really well, actually, because it made me feel a lot better and I'm sure it made her feel a lot better as well. I don't think I'd ever do anything like that again. So I've learnt my lesson, yeah. If I'd have gone to prison, I think I would have just, like, I don't know, I think I wouldn't have got any better. I think I would have got worse and just come out and still not cared about anything because I wouldn't have had anything, do you know what I mean, to come out to or anything like that. So I think I would have just kept on doing the same thing without getting better. So I'm glad I've got ISSP. I'm just trying to sort things out, really, because it's not easy. It takes quite a while. I've got a flat of my own now. I live in Oxford and I'm going to college and working and stuff. So I'm just trying to make it better.
I was just with a couple of friends and they're just on the wrong, like, they're in the wrong type thing, and I was just following them because, like, as you do, you peer pressure and whatever. So I was just following them and I got myself into trouble, but I know it's a bad thing to do. I nicked a bike. There was three of us and two of us got caught by the police and then one of them got away. And that's the one that stole my friend here. I was took home first because it was a bit late and they didn't want to take me to the custody suites because I'm only 15. And then next morning or next day, went back, interview and told them what happened. Well, I went to court and then they just said, we'll put you on an 8-month referral order and fix me up with a yacht team. So I don't know, it's a bit scary type thing because you're like sat down and there's three judges or whatever above you, but yeah,
from my point of view, I walked out of my house the next morning and realized that my bicycle was gone, and with my wife's as well. And then a few days later we got a letter from the police saying that they found one of our bikes, and so we went down to the police station and then retrieved the first bike, but the second bike was gone. And it was maybe a month or so after that Peter here contacted me about the possibility of meeting this young man and building a new bike here at the Oxford Cycle Workshop.
I was drinking with my friends all day, and then we went out on our way home. We saw Lindsay and her friends, and we attacked them, basically. Very horrible thing to do. We were arrested later that night and kept in custody. And then the next day, I was brought in for police interview, and then I was released on bail, and then came back to the police station 2 weeks later when I was charged, and then I had to appear in court a month or so afterwards. When I went to court, and I was sentenced to a 12-month referral order and fines, that was when it kind of came in and I had to go to the youth offending team and do reparation, which I'm yet to do. And the victims requested that I do some work for charity as part of the restorative justice. It was scary at first. We were really, really nervous, but she was a nice girl, actually. I mean, she wasn't abusive or anything, but it was very different to what I expected. I expected to go in there and she'd be shouting abuse at me or something. Seeing the effect that it's had on her and her telling me the effect that it's had on her, it will make me think more about how my actions affect other people. Well, if I had been sent to jail, I don't know, it would just been bad because I wouldn't have done anything. I'd just be sat in jail. I wouldn't be doing anything with myself. Like, now I've got a really, really good job that I really enjoy. That wouldn't have happened if I'd been sent to jail. So it was a positive thing to be given a second chance, really. I'd never use violence. Never use violence again. Not under, like, student circumstances like that. It's just stupid. It's not necessary to be violent. I like the things the way they are at the moment. I'm a letting agent, so I negotiate the lets of properties, find leads for the company in terms of property, and basically, you know, just house people, really. So it's really, really good.